No, because I didn't have malaria. I have taken it, but not often. But it was the medicine for malaria primarily.
Did it do much good?
Yes. Yes, indeed it did.
What, for the
For the
fever?
malaria.
Is malaria the same thing as yellow fever?
No. No, not at all. No, malaria, if you have malaria, you have a chill every third day. And you have fever, of course, along with it. But if you have yellow fever, that's different. You turn yellow. Your skin gets to be yellow. It's much more dangerous than malaria.
Are they both spread by mosquitoes, or?
Yes, but there's a different mosquito. There's a malaria mosquito. The yellow fever mosquito is called the Stygomyia. And the malaria fever, Anopheles, I think, is a yellow fever. I mean, is a malaria
Malaria.
fever. But I'm not sure about those names. But anyway, they're different. And you can tell if you find a Stygomyia, you can tell it if you let it stay on your hand long enough to see whether it has white rings around its legs. And that's a yellow fever mosquito. I know that because we had a yellow fever epidemic here in my lifetime. And we were quarantined in the house so far as our father was, I mean, so far as we were concerned. And father used to pay us for the mosquitoes we killed. A penny for a mosquito, but a dime for a Stygomyia, if it happened to be that kind.
Are people inoculated against
yellow fever?
yellow fever now?
I don't think they do. I don't think they are. I don't think there's an inoculation. There may be, but you see, the thing was the mosquito, and they fought the mosquito, and they know how to control it. See, they know how to control. And there were no screens in this house before that yellow fever year. Nobody had screens, so the mosquitoes, you see, were all around. But that year, people learned to have screens in the houses and learned to kill the mosquitoes. And learned what to do with on stagnant ponds or stagnant pools around so that the mosquitoes wouldn't breed. And so I think that's all they had to do.
I know that I heard of yellow fever epidemics just in different parts of the South, I guess.
Yes, yes. And they used to be very dreadful. Because, and so often little babies died of it and children died of it. Yellow fever. But I don't think it exists in America anyway now.
Say if someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that
he died.
Any nicer ways of saying that?
He passed away.
What about a crude way of saying that?
Well, one crude way is he handed in his checks.
Okay, I never heard that. You say, well, he's been dead a week, and nobody's figured out what he died. No one knows yet what he died
of.
And the place where people are buried.
Well, the cemetery.
Any other name for cemetery?
Gone out to the cemetery. Burial ground, but that's not often used.
What about what they put the body in? That's the
coffin.
And say if people are at a funeral dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
Okay. What if they just lose control of themselves? Do you have a special expression? What would you say then?
For someone who lost control of himself at a funeral or anywhere, you mean?
Particularly at a funeral.
At a funeral.
Like making like they're making a big show of grief.
Yes.
You'd say they were really
upset, but I that isn't the word you want. You want something stronger than that. Out of his head. I don't know what to say.
Do you ever hear taking on or carrying on?
Yes, 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 carrying on.
What do you think of?
I don't think of carrying.